Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us right now is Chaim Bloom. Is it Chief Baseball Officer or Head Honcho? What is your exact title?
Especially these days, people are calling me all sorts of
things. I'm sure they are. Some on the show.
No!
It's good to see you. And
likewise.
Thank you very much for coming down here. I'm trying to remember, we didn't do this last year, so this is the first for you.
Yeah, this is my first one.
This is so tied in with the Red Sox dating back to the late 40s, as you, I know you're a history buff, so you've done all the history on it. But it's amazing. We are now over $60 million in the 19 of the years that we've been doing this thing, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. I said this yesterday when I was on with TC, that you know, everybody in this game, we get a platform.
Yep.
We get a platform to do some good. And you look at this might be, I mean, in the game of baseball, when you look at the history of it, the amount of money that's been raised, like, I can't think of a better example over time of that platform being used for good than this. And it's an amazing tradition to keep going.
Yep. What did you know about it? Like, was this something when you came here, they were just like, okay, by the way, we want to fill you in. This is, the Jimmy Fund's big here.
I did not get explicitly filled in on that, but I mean, if you're in baseball, you've heard of the Jimmy Fund, and you know the Red Sox are involved in the Jimmy Fund, and you know it goes back to Ted Williams. I mean, I think that's something that I would guess just about everybody spent any time in this game knows, because it's just known. Yeah. It speaks to the importance of it, the power of it.
Nice. I know, it's like I'm assuming it's not in your starter packet, and when they hire you, you know. And oh, by the way, there's this really big deal, because I would also think, like, because every now and then, you know, they, you know, the teams that are actually playing, you know, have a, I would, you know, they see all the festivities, they see, you know, the Jimmy Fund all over the place. Even like during the regular season, you see it all over the place. So it definitely has the legs that I think it was intended to.
Yeah, that's that, and of course I've been a visitor in this this park a lot, and it's just around. You know, it's synonymous with the Red Sox. Really.
Do you know anything about some of the, like, the, we had a guy on, and for every series the Sox swept, it was like $1,000. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay, yeah. Because he's hoping that you guys get more of those. He wants to give money away.
I think you would like that, too.
Yeah, we would. We haven't been doing our part lately, have we?
I was going to say, these games have been an adventure lately. I mean, you go 9-3 last night, you're sitting there going, whew, we won, 11-9, right? How difficult is this right now in that this thing is a squeeze? This is, your team is not necessarily playing the way they were playing earlier in the year.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it seemed like, you know, in the first half, you know that over the course of the season, there's a lot of games that could go either way.
Yep.
Now, if you're a good team, you're going to win more of those than not. Now, it felt like in the first half, we were winning almost all of them. Now, that is hard to sustain.
Yep.
Then we went through a time period where we won, what, we had a 2 or 3 week period where we won one of them. And now it's maybe starting to even out a little bit, but that doesn't make them any easier to live through.
So, Chaim, I declared, I think, on July 30th, okay, going back to the deadline, that was the day you lost Executive of the Year. So, because at that point, listen, I loved everything.
You had won it up to win, though.
And I am, like, long view. I tell these guys 162, relax, it's one game. But I do get emotional short-term at times. And I felt like at the deadline, and I know the system is what it is, it can't be built overnight, but I felt like there wasn't a full belief in this team. Like, 2 or 3 years from now, if you look at him and say, man, we are loaded. We will invest. I will give up this guy, that guy, and this guy. I don't care, because I really do believe in him. And I didn't feel like you did with these guys based on what we saw at the deadline.
Okay, well, you know, I want to answer that, but before I will say, look, to start out, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm perfect, we're perfect. We are not. But, you know, I do think we should be able to talk about our thought process a little bit, explain, you know, how we were thinking. I didn't think of it that way at all. I mean, to me, if you don't believe in the team, you don't look to add at all. I mean, why would you? Because anytime you're looking to do that at a deadline, likely you are putting a real big focus on the short term, especially when you're talking about a rental player. You know, it's almost impossible for the math, so to speak, for that to add up unless you have a belief in the team. And look, you know, the strength of your system, who you have, obviously on some level that matters for what you're willing to give up. It moves the needle somewhat. But I think most important, you want to make good deals. And you understand, even good deals at the trade deadline, you're going to be talking about having the needle way pointed towards the now, but you still don't want to do something that's just not a good deal. So any deadline, we're going to go after it. Look, this is one where it was very clear where we stood. You know, we should be looking to support this team. So we're going to run out a couple hundred different plays to try to do that, to try to find out what all 29 other clubs are thinking, all the different players that could fit us, all the different possible ways we could improve the team, improve the organization, ways that people are thinking about, some ways that people might not be, and try to find matches. And, you know, we found three that we liked. Love to have found 10. But to me, you know, it didn't have anything to do with belief in the team. We believe in this group. It more had to do with what really makes sense for us to do at the end of the day. What's a good baseball trade that we can feel good about what it's doing now and also feel like we made a good deal, that we didn't do something that just didn't make sense.
See, I'm realistic. I have no idea what the ask was. You could tell me off a record, and I may be like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that, right? You know what I mean? But it's just as a fan, I think a lot of fans sat there and said, man, first base, Schwarber is nice, but he's hurt. Realistically, he's probably not going to play first right away. And with him DHing in the outfield, JD, it makes your team defensively better in a team that struggled lately, just sort of forcing him in a spot that moves guys around where defensively you're not as strong anymore.
Yeah, look, there's
he can't play first.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And, you know, we said this on the day we did it, that we were intrigued by the upside that he could do it. You know, I wouldn't put anything past this guy. I think we're going to see him do it, you know, in the coming days. He's been working out there for a couple weeks. I think we're getting pretty close to where we're going to be able to do it in the game. So we saw that as upside, that, look, if that works, not only do we get one of the best hitters we thought at the trade deadline, but we can have him play first base also. If it doesn't, we still thought, and we've seen, you know, this is a guy that's going to contribute to the team. Would it be a better fit if he were a natural first baseman? No question. So that factored into the possibilities that we were looking at. But ultimately, it still has to add up. It still has to make sense, you know, as a baseball player.
So what is your relationship now like with Core? Are you guys in lockstep with who you guys want, where you guys want to go? Because I would assume that relationship would kind of have to be in line, but I if I was a manager, I would want, you know, hey, go ahead, give me this guy, give me this guy. You know, and you're like, no, I know, you know. It's like, is there, what's that relationship like? Are you guys growing into an understanding of how you can best kind of help each other out?
Yeah, I love working with AC, and I mean, you talk about baseball rat, like there's no one that is into the game more than he is. That's one of the best parts about working with him. Because you know the passion is there. You know, I don't even have to wonder if something goes on in the game. I don't even have to wonder if he knows about it, because I know he follows it so closely, whether it's certainly with us, but even around the game, you know, even in amateur baseball, that's just who he is. Obviously, the more you work with him, the more that relationship grows. There's a lot of things we agree on. Sometimes we disagree. That's going to happen.
So he doesn't run into your office and be like, what the hell, man?
No.
Like, none of that?
No, there are some times when he'll bring up players, say, have we thought about this guy? Have we thought about that guy? I'll do the same with him. There's no one we would even go out and try to acquire. I mean, obviously, when we're getting close to the deadline, I'm not going to throw 300 different names at him. But if we think we might have traction on somebody, or there might be a chance we could get somebody, we're going to talk about those things, talk about the fit. And, look, who wouldn't want to, you know, I've said this a couple times. If there's 15 All-Stars that get traded at the deadline, who wouldn't want to have all 15? We know it's not necessarily going to work that way, but we talk about all those fits, and you know, he'll highlight players that he thinks maybe we should pay more attention to, and then there might be some guys who are big names that I'll say, you know what? And this happened in the offseason too, when we were putting the roster together, where there might be guys that had more name value, where, you know, he would say, you know what? I actually think we'd be better off going this other direction. Sometimes, you know, we were exactly on the same page, and when we weren't, then we got to have a good conversation, and we both got better from it.
Okay.
How frustrating is it? Roster is all set. There's nothing you can really do with it. You don't have that privilege at the end of August or during August of doing anything. and you find one week where your starting rotation is leaking. Suddenly you fix that with Sailing out. Then your bullpen is leaking. What do you do there? Well, you moved a couple of those starters in there, and actually Richards has been pretty good out in the bullpen. And then defensively you start leaking. So just when you fix one area, something else fails.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all watch it, right? It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It happens. It's part of the baseball season. You'd love to be firing on all cylinders at all times, all across your roster. That rarely happens. So you know this is part of the ups and downs of the season. It's a little bit of a more nervous feeling in August, September, when you know you can't, you know, absent a circumstance like with Travis, we were able to get him, where you're not going to be able to go out and plug that hole. That's part of why you try to accumulate that depth. I mean, going into the deadline, we had a sense of what we were planning with the rotation, with Tanner, with Chris coming back, and that we might be able to fortify our bullpen that way. But, you know, we also know, hey, we've been tremendously fortunate with guys posting in the first 4+ months of the season. That there's no guarantee that will continue. So what if this happens? What if that happens? At the end of the day, the guys who got us here are going to have to be a big part of getting us where we want to go. That's true with every team that's trying to make the playoffs. So, you know, when you're trying to fortify the group, you just try to add as much as you can. And again, do it by making good moves. But that to me is where, you know, adding to a strength, adding depth. There may be things that happen that a move might seem a little redundant now. Like you talked about Schwarber, even if he can't play first base, well, that's redundant. Well, it is until it isn't. So if you've got a chance to make a good move, you know, for a price that makes sense and a player whose talent you believe in, different things could happen that could make that player an even better fit than you anticipate.
So I'm just curious, like that back end of that bullpen, like how surprised are you just seeing what you're seeing from guys that were so good? You know, it's Ottavino's slider or Barnes' fastball, and Taylor was so dominant that Austin, he had a little stretch. Are you just surprised at what you're seeing, and how does this thing get fixed?
Yeah, just to see it all happen seemingly at the same time with a lot of guys who we've been relying on is unusual. And it's obviously contributed to, you know, us missing out on some W's and making some others a little hairier than they probably should have been. You know, in some cases, obviously there's cause for concern. In other cases, you know, hey, this is baseball. Sometimes, you know, I think this is happening with Barnsey, where, you know, certainly there's some things that we got to fix. Sometimes, you know, as I thought happened at the end of that Texas game, you know, we made him get more outs than he needed to get out there. And that sometimes happens. And it seems like these things snowball. So, you know, our job is always, as an organization, try to bring the best out of every player we have. So when there's something that's a little off, we got to try to fix it. We also need to make sure that when it comes to how we think about this player, we shouldn't let a few outings change our view, big picture, of who this player is. That now we also have to attack as much as we can. How do we get that player back to the best version of himself as quickly as possible? Because every game matters.
I must say this. It's got to be the most aggravating thing for a personnel guy to deal with bullpen pitchers. Okay, there was one Mariano Rivera, and he was able to do it every single time he was out in the mound all those years with one pitch. Everybody knew the pitch was coming, and they couldn't hit that pitch. But it's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world, dealing with relievers.
Yeah, and that's the nature of the game is such that, look, we're not in this position if not for what Matt did, you know, for instance, the first half. Really, all those guys. If we go through a time period where, you know, somebody's not performing like they were, then other guys are going to have to step up. Last night we were really fortunate that Hansel Robles was able to do that. That should happen, obviously, if we're going to get where we want to go. That should happen on a good team. It doesn't make it any more fun to live through.
That saved you last night.
Yeah, 7-10 hits. We're just as powerless as everybody who paid to get in the building.
I get it.
And, you know, you watch how it plays out. And I think the important thing for us when we're talking about how do we address it, what do we do, is just to try to separate, okay, you know, what is it where you just throw up your hands and say that's baseball versus what can we control? And I think AC spoke to this in terms of some of what was happening with Whitlock and some of those outings that didn't go his way. I don't think Garrett Whitlock was a different Garrett Whitlock for the most part in those outings. Now, look, he's a rookie. We know those guys are going to go through ups and downs. But in some cases, we talked about in the game here against the Rays, he learned some things about pitch selection from that and maybe overcorrected in the outing against the Yankees. And so there's that balance that guys have to find. That's actionable. If we can dissect that, if we can say, look, this is what happened here, there's a lesson that we can learn from this, we can help them with that. Maybe there's something with the delivery. Maybe there's something with stuff that we can work on. And, you know, sometimes you can do everything right and you're going to get beat. Sometimes you might not do everything right and you still might get away with it. And we learn from that, too.
Luck of the game. That's what they say. Hi, Bloom. Thank you very much for coming down here and lending
Thanks,
your support to the Jimmy Fund. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome to be on with you guys, especially for this cause.
You too. And thanks for reaching out to me. I appreciate that as well privately. That was awesome.
No, deserve it.
You got it.
That's debatable.
They don't know. I just want to get away from those two guys. That's all this is about. I'll be back at another time.
Be working in Cleveland.
Exactly.
And give him a hard time.
Yeah. I might be a prank
payroll.
Caller.
That's there you go. We'll do it. We'll take
That's
it.
What I need to do. I'll be Chuck from Phoenix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.